The recent spate of shootings and murders has rightly shocked the community and is a grave concern for everyone living in these islands. We have had 16 people shot over the past 3 months. The two recent major incidents within a week of each other have left 10 people shot, two of whom were tragically killed. On behalf of the opposition, I offer condolences to the families of the deceased and pray that those hospitalized will fully recover. All gun crimes are concerning, but the recent ones have been particularly ruthless. The use of a lethal automatic weapon to shoot indiscriminately in public is especially troubling. This type of crime is not something we are used to seeing, nor is it something that should ever become the norm in our society. I am satisfied that this spate of shootings is being taken seriously by the RCIPS. Commissioner Byrne has today briefed other parliamentarians and me on the situation. In addition, the National Security Council met this afternoon to discuss the matter further. Following the meeting, a statement was issued by the NSC advising the public of several agreed-upon actions, including increased armed patrols in high-incident areas and at liquor-licensed premises, an increase in vehicle checks along roadways, an increase in CCTV coverage on major roadways and known hotspots, and the offering of a monetary award of $50,000 for information leading to the arrest of perpetrators or confiscation of illegal firearms. As I stated in the National Security Council press release, the opposition fully supports the measures agreed to address these deeply disturbing gun crimes decisively. I urge the community to also do their part to help remove these guns from our society. We must ensure that the evil of gun and gang culture is not left to fester and grow in our society. It must be curtailed. I pray that we will all have a quiet and safe weekend. And may God bless our beloved Cayman Islands. Thank you.